This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Now look. There's a big debate on should we have a revolution or not. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm not scared of prison or dying because I'm committed to this fight. But I am scared of leading people into destruction. And I've learned enough in my life that people that think they know how stuff's going to go down haven't been around the block. I'll talk about that some at the start of the next segment when some stations join us. But I'm not scared to fight the New World Order. I'm scared to fight them the way they want me to. And then we lose everything because they want a physical fight. There's no doubt about that because we're intellectually beating them. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to take people physically attacking me and not fight back. But I'm just saying, why do we want to give our enemies what they want? And clearly, Stewart was going in that direction. Are these indictments real? We don't know. John D. Shirley was a founding member of Oath Keepers and he's now a retired police officer from Houston. And he's got the BlueSharkShow.com that you should check out. But this is a shorter segment, longer segment coming up. But just continue on with why you got into Oath Keepers and what Oath Keepers did then versus now.
All right, sounds good. Alex, before I go there, I want to say that after the event that happened in Atlanta, when I honestly believe my team was attempted to be set up, and thankfully nothing happened because I didn't want violence then. I don't want violence now. But the important thing is within 24 hours, I resigned from the organization because I was at that point convinced that something was seriously wrong, that the organization was going rogue or somebody was pulling.
Yeah, let's be clear. They were sending in a provocateur from the Oath Keeper encampment to mess with an Oath Keeper detachment that was doing intel gathering. Clearly, they were trying to play you in some type of thing they were ginning up. And you didn't know who did it from Oath Keepers. You're just not an idiot. You could see the setup.
That's right. Absolutely right. And can you imagine the headline, Alex, had a cop and two other guys, a cop and an elected official, and two other experienced, trained, former government employees get into a firefight with a bunch of 14 to 16-year-olds? What would that look
You'd have killed them all, and then you'd have been mass murderers on the news.
Okay, so that's what happened in Atlanta, and that's why I resigned the next day. And I can't point the finger directly at Stuart Rhodes. I can point the finger that the organization under his leadership at the very end got really scary. Scary to me enough to where I threw away 10 years of association with the organization in 24 hours after that experience. So a lot went on at the very end. But let's go back to the beginning. Oath Keepers was established sometime in 2009, and I can't even tell you when, okay? But it actually got a start on the Free Republic forums, and a bunch of former police officers and soldiers said, you know what? We're really concerned about the soldiers and the police officers not paying attention to their oaths of office. There are very specific things that they swear an oath to, and it sure seems like they're forgetting that and they're doing the bidding of evil politicians. And so it was born sometime after 2009, and that's when I got involved with the organization. And I actually started the first Oath Keepers Facebook group way back before I even got permission. I had to ask forgiveness after I created it because I was not affiliated with the organization. So I've been involved from the beginning, and from the very beginning, the organization was meant to be almost 100% a teaching organization. Our whole goal was just to remind police officers, remind soldiers why it is you swear your oath of office and who you swear that oath of office to. It's to the Constitution, it's to the people, it's not to rulers, it's not to political parties, it's not to their bosses and the police department, it's not to their generals. They're swearing an oath to the Constitution to protect and defend the people, basically. They're the people's protectors, and that's what Oath Keepers was designed to do. So if you take a look and see what it was envisioned as and what it was established as versus what the picture that is being painted on January 6th, I don't recognize what happened on January 6th as being Oath Keepers.
All right, stay right there, John D. Shirley. Let's come back and talk more about this. But it's the perfect psyop if it was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center or some group like it, hypothetically, from the beginning, to have a big, legitimate, open, come together, have peace – have justice, rediscover America's civil defense, and then turn it into an instrument to trigger a new civil war so you can demonize your opposition. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
John D. Shirley is a retired police officer, and he was one of the founding members of Oath Keepers. He resigned shortly before January 6th because he thought what he saw was some of the Oath Keeper operatives trying to set up a fight between them and Antifa, and thought, this is really creepy, this is crazy. So for some stations that just joined us, recap what you think's happened and where this is going, because obviously we know that there was this Ray Epps guy. We know the feds were involved. We know Antifa was dressed up like Trump supporters. We know they ordered the stand down of the Capitol Police. You know, we get their branding Americans as terrorists, doing this big power grab rollout. But at the same time, we need to also warn people that if you think you're joining a militia or something, you need to know a lot of the time it's going to be federal and globalist organizations doing that to control the opposition, to be able to then stage events and blame you for them. And anybody in a militia or any group that goes, oh, don't listen to Jones, he's just anti-militia or he's anti-Oath Keeper. No, I'm not. I'm all about citizens being armed and having civil defense and protecting ourselves and having communities of the people. I'm saying that scares the system, and that's their end run around the Second Amendment, is to create or infiltrate paramilitary organizations to then set them up for crimes the deep state commits. And now the whole push, the re-election campaign of Joe Biden, is that Americans are about to stage terror attacks, and that Americans are evil, and that white people are bad, and police are bad, and everything, and we've got to have martial law to stop them. So this is their big push. And it looks like Stewart fell right in their trap. We pray for him. He's in jail right now. We don't know what the Justice Department's saying is true. So right now we're in a nebulous area. But we're talking to one of the founders who was there and saw a very dangerous direction. So please continue, Mr. Shirley.
All right, quick recap for those who didn't catch it before the break. I had serious concerns after the first D.C. rally shortly after the election. I had concerns about the Oath Keepers organization and stuff that was going on internally. In the Atlanta rally about a week and a half later, I had other serious concerns, culminating with what I believe was an attempted created violent confrontation between Antifa and my security team. I resigned the next day. So that brings us back to where I talked about the founding. The Oath Keepers was founded as one thing, a teaching organization. And on January 6th, I don't recognize the organization that they're calling Oath Keepers, what went on January 6th. I believe that there were people that infiltrated and either tricked Stewart, got leverage on Stewart or something. And the person that has the most smoke, and I'm not accusing him of anything, is the person that's identified as Person 10 in all the investigation, who is known as Whip. And the reason I'm suspicious of Whip is he was not a member of Oath Keepers, to my knowledge, before late 2019 or 2020. And then when I showed up in D.C. for the first D.C. rally, Stewart was referring to him as a VP of the organization, and I never voted for him, and I was on the board of directors, and I never heard he was made a VP. So you have a guy from nowhere who goes by Whip. Nobody even knew his real name. He wouldn't tell anybody his full name. And if you remember, when he finally showed up at the first D.C. rally to to the area where we were trying to help the dignitaries get through the first D.C. rally. He showed up and he was dressed in dark clothing with a dark backpack and a face mask covering the entire lower half of his face with a cap pulled down over his entire forehead. That's how he was dressed when he was supposedly representing Oath Keepers at the first D.C. rally right after the election. So I think there's smoke all around him. I don't know who he is. I don't even know what his real name is. But I know that Stewart was calling him a VP, and I know that he was at the D.C. first rally. He was at Atlanta when my team got set up. And he was also at January 6th, and he has yet to be indicted.
So you're talking about somebody that could be the real next Ray Epps, basically.
Correct. In fact, I'm actually more suspicious of person number 10 than I am about Ray Epps.
Well, tell us more about him.
About person number 10?
Yes.
All I know is it was floated to me in late 2019 or early 2020 that Stewart knew this guy. He was hit by whip, and he was a former police officer who apparently was railroaded out of – he's a black male, by the way. Not that it matters, but I just want you to know. He was a police officer that apparently was involved.
Oh, yeah. He's been in my office with Stewart.
Okay. He was apparently involved in a bad shooting, supposedly, that was really legit. And Stewart said he was part of the organization. That was early 2019. I'm sorry. Late 2019, early 2020. Okay. I have no idea anything about him.
That guy gave me the – that's when I, like, told people, I don't want Stewart Rhodes on the show anymore. I don't want him around here. Because Stewart was acting all jacked up, and this guy was, like – really acting aggressive and really I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like really, really jacked up and but also looking at me aggressively. And I'm not like somebody just makes up stuff. When someone's looking at me like they don't like me, and like, because the left does that when they get around me, they get really crazy. And that's what he was doing. He was like, oh.
I know. And this whip, person number 10, was at all three locations, and Stewart was pushing him to be my number two guy in Atlanta when we were going to be set up. You know, was that an attempt?
So where's old Whit these days? What's he up to?
He's not indicted, is all I know.
Yeah, that's him. I met him. He's been to the office. Yeah.
So that's my suspicion. That's my suspicion. Stewart's involvement with any of that, I have no idea. I have no idea. And in fact, I look at my role going forward with this is really just to be kind of oral history about what occurred before Oath Keepers went rogue and what occurred that led up to me resigning, because I believe that was in the mix when I resigned. Something was going on. I sensed it. Then what happened at the Atlanta rally was the nail in the coffin, and I got out because I felt it was going rogue, and it went rogue. Now, how it went rogue, whether Stewart was actively involved in it going rogue, I don't know, but it was going rogue, and I feel that my story is just a piece of a puzzle. And so hopefully somebody else out there with more of the pieces of the puzzle, they can bring their stories out, so maybe one day we'll actually know what really happened.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we've all been around former soldiers and people that have been through a lot and think they're tough and are kind of crazy and into it. But the guy you talk about, we can put that picture back up on screen, that's him. Was at the office. I remember saying to the crew, I said, no more Stewart Rhodes. This is like, I don't know, a year ago or whatever it was. More than a year. It was before January. I was just like, I could pick up, you know, the criminal energy. It was just like, this is not good. And it had a really bad feeling. You know what I mean? And
Absolutely. I do. I know what you mean. I mean, I was around him twice. Once in the first D.C. rally and at the Atlanta rally. And when I saw what happened and my team getting set up, and then I think back, he wanted his guy, Stewart, wanted his guy, Whip, to be my number two when that confrontation took place. Because I'm afraid there were somebody at some level was planning for a violent confrontation that day, and it was going to be a flashpoint for something bigger. And it disgusts me, it angers me, and really questions everything about my association with Stewart Rhodes from the very beginning.
But you, as a personal opinion, feel like this guy could be the handler.
Yes.
Well, I got the heebie-jeebies from him.
Well, I think you're well served
Well, yes, sir, to you. So where do you see this going now?
Well, if I know Stewart, which maybe I do, maybe I don't expect him to plead. Stewart is...
Well, that's why I told people I didn't think Stewart was a Fed. I mean, I told national people this off record. I'm like, no, he really believes this stuff.
Oh, but see, here's a silver lining. If Stewart is a Fed and they've now charged him, that means they're done with it. So I'm actually more concerned about an Epstein situation going forward with Stuart Rhodes than anything else at this point.
I agree. Exactly. If he really is a double agent, which I don't think, they're going to kill him. He's more of a useful idiot. And I don't mean that meanly. Romantic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's actually probably the best description of Stuart Rhodes that I've ever heard anyone say, Alex. He's a romantic. That's absolutely right.
And he'd ask me, like, aren't you ready? He would never get technical. The last few times, like, and that guy was there, the black guy, like, look at him, like, aren't you ready? Aren't you a man? I'm like, what's going on? You know. But nothing was ever discussed. I'm like, what the fuck? No, I'm not. Don't know. I want peace. And so, wow, let's do one.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a flower above sand.
Let me explain this. The left, the big money, the globalists are engaged in a high-tech psychological war that's going physical. They want to make it physical because they're losing. And because their old lies didn't work, they didn't give up. They tripled and quadrupled down. And so when you see federal filings against Owens saying he doesn't work for InfoWars, we want sanctions, we want perjury charges, he doesn't work with Alex Jones, he didn't have security on January 6th, he didn't try to stop the invasion of the Capitol. It's all on video, he did. But they're betting that the juries are so dumb and the judges are so corrupt they can do it. It's the same thing with the Sandy Hook stuff. Barely ever talked about it. Not even who I am. And then the stuff they put in the news is like totally twisted lies. None of it's even real. But that's not the sign of a winning group. That's the sign of losers. And so it's up to us that know the truth and love justice to hold the line like our ancestors, and not back down to this. And for those of you that keep us on air and support us, you are so amazing. Let's go back to John D. Shirley, retired police officer, one of the founding members of Oath Keepers, talking about what he saw. And they probably fed Stewart's ego. He probably had some type of psychosis. If you ask me personally, I don't know this, but where he changed, I believe he was this messianic figure that would trigger the Second American Civil War. And he got walked by feds as one of the groups, along with Q followers and Antifa dressed up like Trump supporters, to break into the Capitol. They arrested Enrique Tarrio, the head of Proud Boys, because he wasn't going to support an attack. They slipped their federal agent in there. We know that. And so this was very well played using psychology. And that's where we are now. The question is, was Rhodes working for them? I don't think so. I think he was set up. But the bottom line is, everything is January 6th now, as the New York Times said in that headline. Every day is January 6th. They're betting everything they're doing, their censorship, their lockdowns, their tyranny, their control, on leveraging January 6th out as we're all terrorists. And that's why it's good to see the Republicans in Congress and the leader of the Republicans in the Senate saying they're branding the Republicans as terrorists. They're trying to ban our party. This is outrageous. They finally get it, John D. Shirley. So I want to get your final in the 6 minutes we have left. Any other points you'd like to make?
Well, I think if you listen to my story about the Antifa event in Atlanta, I told you that I thought the Antifa Atlanta, or the people they had there for that rally, was like a LARP. And maybe the right way to look at it is what's being overlaid with Oath Keepers on January 6th, what's being overlaid with the name and brand Oath Keepers on January 6th, is actually also a LARP. Whatever happened, whatever the organization was prior to January 6th, it was turned into something else on January 6th. If indeed anything, what they said in the farcical, in my opinion, indictment, if any of that's actually true.
Well, I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's insane that I didn't even ask who that guy was. I met him, and he was here with a woman and then that guy. And my alarms went completely off of that fella.
And well, here's the real question. Where do we go from here, Alex? Okay, because I actually believe that the reason the Oath Keepers was set up is still just as relevant today, actually more so, than it was in 2009. Now, I'm not advocating that someone else needs to step up and take the reins of Oath Keepers and charge forward.
No, I agree. We shouldn't demonize the main mission of Oath Keepers. It was a great idea.
Exactly. And peace officers, more than even in 2009, need to pull out their constitutions and read it and take the scales off their eyes and make sure they're doing the will of the people.
Well, Hitler knew his main enemy was the military and police. That's Operation Valkyrie. So exactly. They know the real Achilles heel they have is the military and police following their oath. And so that's why it was so key for them to infiltrate or whatever they did with Oath Keepers.
Exactly. And see, and the reason, and one of the reasons why Stewart knew the government was so distrusting of Oath Keepers is because we always projected and we said and we always believed that for every one dues paying Oath Keeper, there's probably 10 or 20 peace officers and soldiers that know about us and know that what we say is true and that are actually really members. So, you know, the important thing is the message. The message gets out. And it's very widespread, and that's what the government fears because they can't control it.
My gut is Stewart got desperate. His wife divorced him. He fell apart. He almost lost everything. And then he just suddenly, oh, here's this money. Here's these guys. They're going to help you. And they knew how to psychologically manipulate him, and the rest is history.
Well, when he and I were talking in 2019 and 2020, he was just this side of homeless. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying it because it helps explain maybe the situation.
Yeah, Stewart is a good man and a romantic. And you can see his perspective, a globalist takeover, a stolen election. Hey, let's be George Washington. But we're not in 1776. That doesn't work now. And he got set up by these people. I think that's really the best analysis we've got. That's why I told my crew off record. I said, no, Stewart's not a Fed. Stewart's a romantic being set up by feds. And we now know what happened.
And I want to be really clear. I resigned the organization on November 24, 2020. At no time on or before that date had anybody in the organization that I was aware of or involved with the organization in any way had said anything about taking on the government on January 6th. There was no talk, nothing I heard. So if it was happening behind the scenes of behind the scenes, or it was happening among the Fed handlers and just waiting to roll it out. I don't know. But there was no talk of it. That would have been a ridiculous notion had someone brought that up in my presence.
Well, yeah, attacking the Capitol is the last thing you do in an insurrection. I mean, it was a PR victory for the enemy.
If what they laid out in this indictment, Alex, is true, well, then, honestly, Stuart Rhodes deserves to be found not guilty by reason of insanity. Because if that was his plan, that's insanity. It's prima facie insanity. You can read their indictment and say, if they're being honest and true in this, Stuart's nuts. And that's the point where he's not responsible for it.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about exactly. This is crazy. All right. All right. Well, John D. Shirley, please come on our other shows. Give us updates. Reach out to us. And thank you so much for coming on, and God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Alex. People need to check out the Blue Shark Show. That's doing a local version of Alex Jones, taking to task your local crooks. The Blue Shark Show on YouTube.
And yeah, well, I mean, I've seen your show before. You cover national stuff too, right?
Well, I'm actually they cover what some of the goings on of the office on that show. Those are some good patriot friends of mine who take to task the local swamp in Hood County. So if people want to know how you drive the swamp out of your county, go look at the Blue Shark Show. They'll show you how you drive the swamp out of your county, because we're driving that swamp out of our county, and I'm going to do the swamp creatures of my county a favor and not even name them on your show. But they know who they are, so everybody needs to check out Blue Shark Show. That's how you take
the swamp. That's beautiful. Yeah, we do it with information, not with violence. All right, thank you, John D. Shirley. Thank you. All right, I got some final news to hit before Owen Schroyer takes over. And he's got Dr. Darren Beatty on his show today. Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I don't say this to get you to marvel at me. In fact, I tell you, we're in a lot of trouble because I'm about the best we got. It's really true. And I've learned about the dark side of the New World Order. I've learned about their dirty tricks. I've learned about that gun kicks as hard as it shoots, as they say, in Texas. That old Wisconsin saying, they shot at me and missed. They SH-T'd me and hit. You know, I've got some really big news to cover that I meant to cover yesterday, but it's so important. I should make a big deal about this. I shouldn't just put this out. You know what I mean? Because we just put this out It has no effect. I'm going to play this next clip at the start of the next segment. The Dutch Prime Minister confronted by one of the members of Parliament about, hey, you heard of Klaus Schwab? Oh, no, I don't know who he is. Heard of his book, Great Reset? No, what's that? Oh, well, you wrote the foreword to it. Oh, you were saying 9/11 didn't happen. I mean, this is actual video of one of Klaus Schwab's agents who went to his Bilderberg graduation school telling someone, gaslighting him, I don't respect you. It doesn't exist. He's like, he wrote the foreword to his book. Everybody starts laughing in the room because they are all in on it, folks. Total dishonor. So listen, I've already, you know, the bigger the shows have been giant. We have an extra couple million viewers a day, thanks to all you spreading the links and the interest in the show. Instead of like 3 million, because everybody exaggerates numbers. We don't exaggerate. We got 3 million people on terrestrial radio a day tuning in on average, and we got over 2 million tuning in on our streams and things at Bandai Video. But it's been double that the last few weeks. I really respect the 7, 8, 9, 10 million people tuned in. I love every damn one of you. I mean, I mean that. I just want you to have a great life and a great future, and I'm fighting hard for you. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not doing it for you, man. I'm doing it because I hate these people. I mean, I'm like a dog wants to, you wonder why a dog wants to chase a squirrel? He don't know why. I just want to do it. So don't think I'm doing this because I'm some hero. These people are garbage. And all I got is I want to stop them so damn bad. I'll do anything to do it. Anything that doesn't hurt innocent people. If it hurts me, I'll do it. And man, I've already seen Artifact. It has been together. What we've done has changed the world, and it's been so incredible. But I don't sit there and feel good when I watch the Justice Department file a case against Owen and lie about him. I don't feel good like, oh, I get to be the high and mighty person. I'm going to go on air and say how the FBI and the Justice Department are bad. That makes me feel better than them, that I'm bigger than them. No, it makes me go, how the hell do they find this many evil people? I mean, maybe we are an evil species. So I'll hit this big news, fight back against the Great Reset. Now our politicians are owned and bought by this criminal syndicate, next segment. But look at this article. You just heard last week that I got $156 million in the bank. Wish I did. Ain't that much now. $156 million 20 years ago is about $5 million. That's how devalued stuff is. But I don't have $1 million personally in my bank account. We tried to file sanctions because we have a protective order to protect our banking info and all our information. And it's signed. It's in the court. And they don't care. They just leaked it all to the news. So we twisted, by the way. So we go, we try to have a hearing, and the judge goes, I'm not going to hear that. I'm going to sanction you again. I'm a Democrat Party Yale person, and you're a bad American, so I'm going to do this to you. We're like, okay. And now it's not $156 million I'm worth. It's $6.2 million I'm worth. And they even count debt I owe to a bank as money. And then they say, it gets better. Oh, you have inventory. And that's what they told us. They said, hey, you could pay $10 million to the Sandy Hook people for questioning media lies or media reports. And we're like, we don't have $10 million. They go, well, you got product. And see, that's how it works. I've got to buy product 6 months, a year out now. Used to it was 3 months out to have product to sell. So I'm always at the point of like, we're always on the edge of being shut down. So I'm like, do I spend the money we've got to buy product and hope we'll be here? Or do I not? They're like, well, you got millions of dollars of product there. You got a warehouse with water filters and storable food and supplements and t-shirts. And they're like, why don't you just give that to us? And we literally approach them and go, do you have any basic like 5-year-old math skills? If we're making 30-40% on a product sale and we've got these bills to pay, even if we wanted to pay you people, but notice, you're not stupid, right, audience? You know this. You heard everywhere we didn't give them anything. We never gave them a document, but they've got every banking document. They've got everything about us because I knew they were doing this. I'm like, here it is. And then they go, he didn't give us anything. We got all your banking records. We got everything on you right now. We're going to destroy you. But none of it even matches up with reality. And so I bring in lawyers and I say, I want people blame my lawyers. Most of the time it's not even their fault. They're like, they go, oh, Your Honor, we'd like to file a complaint that you did a protective order and I'm supposed to release these documents. Plus they released them incorrectly. And they're like, oh no, that's not what's happening. You get more sanctions. And again, I don't sit there and go, poor me, I'm under attack. Now, I'm not some 7-year-old kidnapped in Mexico and took across the Texas border to be gang raped up to 100 dudes a day. And the FBI knows about that. It's on record. No, I'm not a little kid getting gang raped. I'm doing awesome. I'm big. I'm strong. Hell, I'm built for this. I actually kind of like it. But I'll tell you this, it pisses me off because we're trying to protect the children, and this is the crap we do. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that God bring justice on these people, because it is so sick to watch the total inversion of reality, and it's so filthy. Oh, look, I'm not worth $156 million. That was last week. Now it's 6.2. So they're getting it down, and they go, Jones's private bank account has $400,000, like I told you, which ain't that much in a fight like this. So and they're like, but he's got a couple million in inventory, and why his equipment we think's worth $4 million. He got $6 million. We want the $6 million for our jury because you questioned us. That doesn't make me feel sick for myself. It makes me feel sick for America because I've got my integrity and I've got the fact that, I mean, you know, as a man, I can't help it. In a fight, I kick like a mule. I bite like a crocodile. I mean, I'm a man. I mean, but a lot of guys beat my ass, but they're going to know they were in a fight. And I'm just telling you, everything I am is on the line for this country. And I get to watch a rigged system rape and screw and lie and say Owen Schroyer attacked the Capitol in federal filings, the FBI, and that he doesn't work here. It's the same thing here. Lies and fraud and corruption is just the veins of these people. It's everything they are. But you know, God's real, and they're going to pay for what they've done. From God, not from us. But I haven't plugged in this whole 3+ hours, 3 hours and 42 minutes I've been on air, and I've not plugged the products. But yeah, I need your help. I need money. The great part about this is, when it's all said and done, I'm not going to have nothing. These leeches ain't going to get nothing. It all goes to the fight.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show on January 14, 2022. And my flesh is exhausted, but my spirit has never been stronger. All right, so there was major damage control this week dealing with this. The Dutch Prime Minister is a graduate of Klaus Schwab's Bilderberg School. You look it up yourself. Don't believe me. And he wrote one of the quotes for the Dutch version. Yeah, there they were together giving each other awards on screen. Great job, crew. I hadn't even seen this. So here they are giving each other awards. And then when one of the members of parliament confronts him for the lockdowns and the tyranny and what they're doing, he says, oh, I don't know who Klaus Schwab is. I don't know who the Bilderberg Group is. I don't know about the Great Reset. And the member of parliament, who's a great patriot, let me get him on the show, speaking German, which is Dutch, a Dutch derivation of German. He says, he catches him, he goes, oh, you know who Klaus Schwab is in his book? No, don't know about that. I'm just like his butt buddy and write forwards to his book and give him awards and get awards from him and a graduate of his school. It's like asking Roger Staubach, you know about the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, I don't know anything. It's like asking the current quarterback of the Buccaneers, do you know anything about the New England Patriots? And he's like, no, I know nothing about the New England Patriots. or asking Terry Bradshaw, do you know about the Pittsburgh Steelers? And Terry Bradshaw says, what are the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are they stealing something? No, they make steel. They pour steel. So again, that's the disrespect of the enemy, that they never respond to you in any way. Yeah, they give each other awards. Yeah, they write forwards to their books. Yeah, he's the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. Yeah, he's confronted. And he tells his constituents, I don't know who he is. He should be removed from office now. He shut their economy down. He put them under martial law to train them to be slaves, where he sits there smiling about the criminal operation they've launched. And it's that arrogant jerk attitude at the Justice Department and at the UN and everywhere that's killing us. So I will try my best, though they talk fast, to read the subtitles for radio listeners, but you can find the video. But look, oh, fact check. World Economic Forum letters show 51st annual meeting invites. In the letter, you can read it yourself, say, you have done well, continue lockdowns, we are the dominating planet, soon we will be in full control. People are like, oh my God, look at these letters. They're like, oh, well, they don't really mean that. I mean, you know, everything's fine. Invites to Davos show direct collusion between the WEF, World Economic Forum, and the Dutch government. And so, finally, the Dutch leader, their president, their prime minister, is confronted, and this is what he says. I may have to stop it and start it so I can read this to you, but it's incredible. Here it is.
It's to hear Klaus Schwab.
And pause. Back it up. God, these guys talk fast. Think I talk fast. One of these globalists is Mr. Klaus Schwab. Continue.
It's to hear Klaus Schwab.
Founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, okay, and Bilderberg. He wrote a book with the catchy title, COVID-19, Great Reset.
Als pakken de titel COVID-19, The Great Reset.
That's all true.
And my vraag aan de demissionair.
My question to the PM is, how does he judge the content of this book?
President is, hoe beoordeelt hij de inhoud van dit boek?
De minister-president.
Ik ken het boek.
I do not know this book. He wrote the frickin' foreword. Again. Who's the current Dallas Cowboys quarterback? I mean, I don't even follow it. I was Tony Romo before. Who's the new guy? But the point is, this is like literally... I just can't believe the gaslighting. Jeez, sorry. I'm going to stop doing the football analogies. I haven't watched football anymore. Let's start this over. He's written the foreword to the book for the Dutch version. That comes out. He gets awards from him. He doesn't know who he is. Let's continue. I do not know this book, but I would like to advise Mr. Van Nijen not to look too much into conspiracy theories. I also watch those fascinating YouTube videos.
Kijk ze ook allemaal op YouTube. Dat is fascinerend hoe dan uitgelegd wordt dat 9/11 niet.
They explain how 9/11 didn't happen. No, he said the state worked with the Muslims. Or that it happened in every way. They are nicely put together, but most of the time, it's just what it is, a conspiracy theory.
Meestal wat het is, een conspiracy theory.
Heer Van Meijeren.
It surprises me that the first question I asked of Mr. Root since I have been sworn in as a member of parliament.
De eerste vraag die ik aan de heer Rutte stel sinds ik beëdigd ben als Kamerlid direct wordt beantwoord. Dank u wel.
Thank you very much, but it surprises me that my question was answered with a lie.
Die eerste vraag direct wordt beantwoord met een leugen. Ik heb namelijk...
I have a letter dated November 26, 2020 from Mr. Root to Mr. Klaus Schwab, who he doesn't know.
26 november 2020. En dat is een brief van de heer Rutte aan de heer Klaus Schwab, waarin...
In which he thanks Mr. Schwab for sending him the book.
Schwab bedankt voor het toezenden van zijn boek. And, it...
And he calls it a hopeful analysis for a better future.
Een analyse voor een betere toekomst. Zou de heer...
Could Mr. Rutten dig into his memory?
Zijn geheugen. Het is nog geen half...
It's less than half a year ago. I do not know how long your memories remain active.
Ik weet niet hoe lang uw herinneringen actief blijven, maar waarschijnlijk.
But you can probably dig this up somewhere.
Ergens op te graven. En mijn eerste vraag.
So please answer my first question again, but this time with honesty.
Eerlijk, alstublieft.
Nou, het eerlijke antwoord is dat dat...
Well, the honest answer is that it is a letter out of pointlessness.
Een nette brief is. Waarin je...
Because, unfortunately, you cannot read all books that you get sent in.
Helaas niet alle boeken die je toegestuurd krijgt van kast tot kast kunt lezen, maar wel...
Back it up. So not pointless, as I misread that. He said it's a answer of politeness. Obviously, I can't read all books. Oh, but you wrote a foreword, and you give awards to each other, and your best buddies, dunk, Michael Jordan. Well, the honest answer is that it's a letter out of politeness. Continue.
Waarin je,
because unfortunately, you cannot read all books that get sent in.
Maar wel
hit pause. So, a minute before, he doesn't know who Klaus Schwab is. He doesn't know about the book. He doesn't know about the letter. But now he knows all why he did this. Continue.
Een vriendelijke brief wil terugsturen.
But you want to send a thank you letter to those who sent a book.
Nou, dan zegt de heer Rutte dus
eigenlijk... So Mr. Root, that he didn't lie to me, but he lied to Mr. Klaus Schwab.
Niet heeft gelogen tegen mij, maar tegen de heer Klaus Schwab.
I have another question Mr. Schwab pleads in his book for resetting our world.
Direct alsnog de vraag stellen. De heer Klaus Schwab, die pleit in zijn boek voor het resetten van onze wereld...
He wants to replace our parliamentary democracy with a global technocracy.
Nationale parlementaire democratie te vervangen door een globale technocratie.
He pleads for the end of private property.
Pleit ervoor dat er een einde komt aan privébezit.
And apparently Mr. Root is not even aware that he called this a hopeful analysis for a better future.
En de heer Rutte is er kennelijk niet eens van bewust... dat hij dit een hoopvolle boodschap voor een betere toekomst heeft genoemd. Hoe is het mogelijk?
How is it possible that Mr. Root values a book that has neo-communist message?
Dat de heer Rutte een waardeoordeel hecht aan een boek met een neo-communistische boodschap, terwijl hij dat
well, he did not even read the book.
Boek niet eens gelezen heeft.
Dank u wel, de minister-president.
So there you go. That young man is awesome. And that's, I mean, just like these people, no one stands up to these scums. He looks like Mr. America, all cool, airy in a suit. I don't know who Klaus Schwab is. I just write books with him and hang out with him and get awards with him. I don't know. Like, screw you, man. Okay, own your judges, own your system, run your scam. Do it. We're done with you. Okay, we want out of this world with you. We don't want to be run by you. We don't want to be around you. And I've done 3 hours and 57 minutes of airtime today. And when I get my most fired up, I don't ever remember to do this, but we extended the sale because I don't have a new sale. Vitamin Roll Fusion, 50% off. Actually, 50% off. We'll run it through Sunday. InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't find us, we'll be shut down soon. I mean, I'm not bitching. I'm not mad at you. Happy doesn't want to be here no more. I'm sick of looking at these people. But InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on air. And I really appreciate you. The War Room with Owen Schroyer, Darren Beatty is coming up with huge false flag news today. The War Room, InfoWars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.